ICEA Gear has outfitted over 10,000 bow hunters across the country, and we're continuing to raise the bar when it comes to bow hunting camo. New for the 23 season, we introduce our never-before-seen panel fabric system designed to be dead quiet, along with our patent-pending bow hunting collar. ICEA Gear. Features and function built for bow hunters by bow hunters. Learn more at asiogear.com.
Welcome to the Better Bow Hunter Podcast with your host, Nate Bailey and Jerry Goins, where we celebrate the ancient paths of our better bow ancestors, where hard work and woodsmanship outweigh advanced shooting devices, where we value those who've gone before us and welcome those yet to come. Join us as we share valuable insight about the bare bow hunter's lifestyle. All right, here we go. Welcome to another edition of bare bow hunter of the Life Outdoors podcast and bare bow hunter. I could do it on both. And today we have with us Base Maps Edward Gramza. How you doing, Edward?
I'm doing great. I am happy to be here.
Right on. Yeah. So, Edward, I just probably started talking to you about a year ago, and we started talking, and it was through Base Map, who you represent, right?
Yes, sir. Yep.
So what do you do over there?
So my official title is Director of Business Development. It's a whole lot of fancy terms for, you know, doing some marketing and sales, dealing with our business relationships in the industry. I work with all of our paid, you know, our paid spokespeople, our ambassador influencer team. We're a lot of hats. We're a small company, so we all do a lot of different things.
Right, right. And for those of you guys that don't know out there, Base Map is a mapping and hunting software. Can you kind of just go in and describe a little bit of what Base Map is for us?
Yeah, so it's a mobile mapping application for your mobile device, obviously. It shows public and private land information, trails, rivers, roads, topography. If you have an iOS, you know, Apple device, there's 3D mapping. It shows game unit boundaries. You know, obviously there's a big competitor of ours out there with an X on it. We're a solution to, we're a competitor to them, basically offering the same thing, but more information at a heck of a lot more reasonable price. We've got clear satellite imagery than them. We've got more layers of them, and we're a third price for, you know, the whole country.
Right, right. And then the reason I came over is I was having problems, and I'm not too sure where those problems are coming from. It's probably like a phone update or something to do with my phone. But I came over to Base Map because I'd lost one of my cameras on the other app. I couldn't find it. I mean, where I went to the waypoint, mm-hmm. It wasn't there. The camera wasn't there. So what I did is I took that waypoint out of that app and put it into Base Map, and I found the camera pretty quick. And so that made me just get Base Map from there on. And I've been using it all season this year.
I do remember you telling me that story a year ago.
Yeah, yeah, that was the reason I was like, hey, what's going on with Base Map, and can I switch these waypoints over? Was a big deal for me because I had so many waypoints, and
that's one of our number one questions. You know, people look at us, look at the price, ask what the difference is, and then the first question is, can I move all my stuff from your competitor over? And the answer is yes. You have to do it on a computer. It takes less than 2 minutes, and you know, as you know, it's super easy.
Yeah, if I could do it, anybody can.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's just a matter of putting a file on and then uploading a file, and it's all desktop stuff. So the one thing that I found with Base Map that I was kind of a pleasant surprise, and I never even came over for Base Map for this reason, but I found it once I got there, was the lakes. So like all of the and the nautical charts. So right. Me living on the coast – and I haven't got out there to do it yet, but I spent a lot of time in the Coast Guard when I was younger. I want to go out and go crabbing and be able to use the nautical charts and bottom fishing as well. And that was something that I found pretty cool about Basemap.
Right. So we do have a bunch of inland lakes mapped out. We've got 5,000 throughout the country. Obviously, that's not a lot. I mean, I live in Wisconsin. We've got over 10,000 lakes here in Wisconsin. But we have some. But yeah, the nautical charts, you know, for, you know, where you're at. Yeah, that's a big thing.
Yeah, it's huge. It's a lot bigger than a lot of people think it is until they start going out in their boat. and we, you know, with the Coast Guard background, that's how we did everything. And one of the cool things, and I didn't tell you this before, but one of the cool things is there's a rock. Man, I'm going to give some fishing spots away here. But there's a rock that's out. And we didn't have GPS back in the day when I was doing this. We used Loran. So we had to figure it out all off of the chart, and then put that into Loran, and then go to this rock. But there's a rock outside of the Rogue River Reef, and that rock is surrounded by like 12 fathoms of water, and on the top of the rock it's 4 fathoms of water, and so, you catch the biggest bottom fish out there.
Right.
And if we would have had something like this to stay on that rock, because we drip past it and then you'd try to have to find it again with your Loran, it was just a pain. I couldn't imagine now going out and doing it with the app now.
Well, if you need a guy from Midwest to go out there and fish with you, let me know.
Yeah, you know, I probably will. I'll probably need a guy that could actually navigate. Not the base map's hard, but you've already answered a ton of my questions when I moved over trying to, and you probably are thinking and rolling your eyes to yourself like, man, this Nate guy, he needs to play with the app a little bit more. But he answered a lot of questions. It'd be fun to get you guys out here and do some of that kind of stuff.
For sure.
Another thing about base map that I didn't know was really on there. I mean, I was just totally in for it for the GPS and the mapping software. Then when I was pleasantly surprised with a thing called Gear Drop. Can you kind of explain what that is?
Oh boy, Gear Drop. Yeah, so Gear Drop is a weekly contest. It's like a virtual geocaching game that we have in the app. You know, so it changes every week. We give away a different prize. You know, it's in a different location. It runs from Wednesdays to Mondays. You know, so every Wednesday morning, a new gear drop starts at a new location, a new prize. And we give away some really great prizes. We gave away a Hoyt bow a week or two ago. We've given away some really nice rifles, some other hunting gear. Yes, it's a, like I said, it's a virtual geocaching game. We give some hints. It's a way for you to just get a little bit more familiar with using Basemap. You know, turning on layers and you know, just scrolling around the map. You know, because a lot of people obviously are coming from our competitor, and our app operates a little bit differently, and it's just a way to kind of a tutorial just to get you in the app and playing with it.
Yeah, you know, and I actually, that's one of the things I really appreciate about Gear Drop is not so much trying to get gear. Although it's kind of it's fun to do that, right? I mean, to have a goal to try to do something makes it a whole lot more. What would you call it? It just makes it funner to play with your app, and
right, makes it a little bit more intuitive for you. You know where everything is and how to use it.
Yeah, so this is a fun way to learn that. Is what I was trying to say is it's pretty cool because you could go into Gear Drop, and I'm not very good at it because I just don't really get. Well, I put all my pins down before I get the last get the last hint, which usually drops on what, Thursday?
Usually on Friday afternoon.
Friday, yeah. So Friday, so I usually have my pins all down before that happens. But you've given away some really cool prizes on Gear Drop. I mean, there's been some cool stuff.
Yeah, we, you know, last year we gave away a $6,500 custom rifle package. We've done a couple proof research rifles, you know, some Hoyt bows, a PSC bow, some camo, a lot of really cool stuff. You know, it gets people excited.
Yeah, it has been really fun to watch, and I always seem to land within that top 25%, but that's about as close as I'm ever going to get, I think. But it's helping me a ton being able to do that. And then that way, when I go to use this, because I use, I'll tell you right now, when, especially elk season, when we're planning our elk season, this stuff is one of the big things. I think it's probably the biggest thing that we use, especially in the Cascades here, because the elk are so spread out, to do a lot of our scouting. If we didn't use any kind of mapping software, Google Earth or whatever, if we didn't use that, we would spend so much time wasted, you know, hitting spots that aren't going to hold elk. But once you start learning what's on there, and that's what I appreciate Basemap for, is because it does use Google's high res, right?
Yes, sir.
And so I was going to ask you, and this is probably something I should have asked before, but I'm going to ask you now. What the heck? How often does that refresh?
Oh, boy. If I had a dollar for every time we got asked that question.
Yeah.
So I really don't have an answer to that question. So we do use three different map providers to give us our satellite imagery. So there's Apple Maps, if you're on iOS, Google, and a company called Mapbox. And every one of them is different as far as how updated it is. Gotcha. I could tell you, I could tell you that, yeah, it's updated here in my neck of the woods, but it might be way out of date in your neck of the woods, because, you know, the Google will take all these satellite images and just stitch them together, but they're from different time periods.
Gotcha.
We're kind of at the mercy of Google or Apple or whoever to pay the money to update this stuff. I mean, it's not owned by us. You know, we're simply a vendor. I mean, no different than OnX. They use vendors too.
Right,
so
right.
We're just a vendor and at the mercy of whenever Google or Apple actually updates this. I mean, it's probably a couple of years behind. I mean, some areas are going to be more up to date than others. So it's really a complicated question to answer, because gotcha. It really depends on where you are in the country.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering that. Just I do know that you have like fires. The fire there's a fire layer, and
yep.
So and I noticed that the fire layer by the fire that was by my house last year is updated, and it's right on. I've been driving the edges of it just to see how well that fits. But so I was just wondering about that. That way we, you know, how new is the data?
Yeah, like the fire layer you reference, I mean, that's public information that we get in real time, you know, when there are wildfires. So that should be pretty accurate.
Oh, it's real accurate. Yeah.
But as far as, like I said, the satellite imagery, we're at the mercy of whenever our vendors, Google or whoever, updates
right.
that.
Right.
Yeah, that fire stuff, that's super accurate.
Right. So does the app, I guess I'll ask you this, and if you don't know the answer, that's cool, but so does the app update when Google updates then?
Essentially, yes. I mean, we do pull that information from Google.
Gotcha. Okay. That's kind of what I was wondering.
Right.
Another thing, and I haven't had this on any of my mapping software, but I have it on Basemap, is one of the cool things that I think is you could be in a certain spot, and then you could pull up in that spot. You could pull up the like the harvest statistics in that spot, in that unit. And is that something new, or is that something that you guys have had for a while? Because maybe it's just something that I found.
That's part of our hunt research package. So, you know, Basemap is $30 a year for all 50 states, and then there's an add-on that you can get called our hunt research for $10.
Gotcha.
So hunt research includes, you know, historical harvest data. It also includes, you know, if you're familiar with Eastman's Hunting Journal, their MRS data.
Right.
They put in their book. So it includes the MRS data from Eastman's. You know, so if you're e-scouting or trying to figure out a place to apply for tags, I mean, that hunt research package is going to give you a lot of really cool information, you know, either on mobile or your desktop.
Right.
And that, you know, that $10 add-on is actually cheaper than getting, you know, the MRS data directly from Eastman, but it's the same data.
Right. Yeah, and quite honestly, I've used it quite a bit looking, not so much in Oregon. I kind of have a good feel for Oregon, but looking out of state at things. It's pretty cool to be able to see all that.
Right. you know, especially for guys like me, you know, living here in the Midwest that go west every year, it definitely allows me to find a unit that I want to apply for with all the dang points that I buy every year.
I hear you. Yeah, and with the way things are changing in Oregon too, it's actually got me looking, you know, because I didn't pay a whole lot of attention, but they're talking about making all of Eastern Oregon elk bow hunting draw. So if they do that, they're going to cut it up into the same units that they do for rifle. So now I'm, you know, trying to look ahead and see what units I would even consider. And so it's helped a ton there. You know, if I didn't have this kind of, you could go into the synopsis and you could get all the boundaries of the units and stuff like that. But you know how much time and effort that takes? For,
right,
you know, for the amount of money that base map is, it'll save you hours. I mean, days, probably days worth of hours.
Right. I'm thinking, you know, I don't know if you've been paying attention to recent events. You know, Montana is trying to change some rules. I think there's going to be a lot of people doing some research in Montana to cash in some points this year. You know, same thing that Wyoming tried to do last year, trying to a lot more tags to non-residents that are using outfitters. You know, right. So I think, you know, a lot of people are going to be doing research as states try to change the rules for us non-residents. And yeah. even for a resident like you, you know, obviously you need to keep abreast to what's going on. And if you have to apply for a unit or a tag, I mean, yeah, this is going to help you do that.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're actually going to make a set of videos on how we use this, because I'll tell you what, it makes us being able to use base map and being able to get some stuff figured out before the season even starts. It allows us to stay where we're hunting efficiently, so we're not wasting time, and that's a huge. Especially for Cascade elk, because there's so much space for them to be in. If you use base map, and then the thing about base map also is you could log all this stuff, so you could journal it as you're going. And so you use your journal kind of as your hunt plan. I'm in the military as well, so we always have these checklists and plans together before we do anything. And this way you could get all your thoughts straight before you get into the season. And that's one thing that I found with base map, and I don't know about the other software companies because I never did it before, but the journal's right down there by your thumb. So I started playing with it a little bit, and it turned into kind of my plan diary or whatever.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I don't think there's another company out there that does a journal, you know? So yeah, to your point, you can log all of your time out in the field, you know, what you're seeing, you know, what the, environment was like, you know. So if you want to keep track of that historic data, it's right there. You know, you can drop markers in there and take pictures, so everything is right there for you to have to keep a historical log.
Right. So a lot of what we do is we go on the desktop, we find areas where we think that there's going to be elk, you know, from our past experience at looking at maps and all that stuff, and then we'll put a bunch of different dots out there, or markers or whatever, waypoints, and we'll put those out, and then we'll go throughout the summer in our scouting, and we'll go to each one of those. And then as we go to those, I'll use the journal, and I'll take and, you know, write down what I'm finding there, and then take pictures. And it's just so right before the season, you start going back through your journal of what you've done, because, I don't know, I'm getting older, and it's hard to remember where what was sometimes when you're starting to talk on those levels. So that I just found that to be something that I use on base map all the time that I didn't think I'd ever use. You know, some of these things I didn't think I'd ever use.
Right. Yeah, there are times where I get told about features within the app that I don't know are there. There is so much in there.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. And One of the other things I'd like to point out that, and maybe kind of so people will know, because, you know, we brought you on here to talk a little bit about base map, but so people know, you can download the maps onto your phone and then use it offline. So there is an offline cache.
For sure. And, you know, for those of you that do go off grid and out, way out in the backcountry, this is definitely something you want to do before you leave home. You know, you kind of touched real quick on, you know, kind of an e-scouting scenario. I mean, what you definitely want to do is get on your computer or on your mobile device and mark your waypoints and markers. And anything you do at home on the computer is going to transfer over to your mobile device. So then when you do actually save that offline map, everything you've marked up on that map is going to be on there.
Right, right. And then once you've one thing I found out about the online cache, though, is you don't want to take big old chunks at a time.
Yeah. Well, that's being improved. You know, I'll give you a little hint about something that's coming. We are improving our offline maps here in a couple weeks. We're in the process of testing it. It's going to make it a lot easier and a lot faster to download the maps here pretty quickly.
Yeah, and the reason that I kind of figured out when I started looking at it is because of the high def. There's so much high definition in here. There's so much information in any one of those maps. I think that's part of what I was doing. So I take it in little chunks, and then that way, and then I just stitch those together when I do my downloads.
Yes, that is definitely, you hit the nail on the head. Because we use a pretty high resolution satellite image, it is a large file when you do a large area. So it does take a while to download, but like I said, we've got that being improved here shortly.
Yeah, yeah. So let's switch directions here a little bit and talk a little bit about you as far as what you like to do. You're out in the Midwest, but you come out and you elk hunt every year. And that was another thing about Basemap that kind of got me, is it seems like you guys are all a bunch of hunters.
Yeah, we've got quite a few hunters in the company. We're a small company. We've got four or five, six people that hunt. You know, so our founder, CEO, Jeff Balch, you know, he's an avid hunter. And Basemap is his baby, so I would say he doesn't get out and hunt as much now.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I live in Wisconsin. I was born and raised in Wisconsin. I try to come out west just about every year. I was in Wyoming in September of last year chasing mule deer and elk. Elk with the bow and mule deer with the rifle.
Right on.
I got both tags filled, thankfully, so I came home with a freezer full of meat.
Right on.
You know, this year I'm headed back to Montana to chase antelope and mule deer with the bow. Yeah, I mean, I'm passionate about Basemap. I mean, I do what everybody else does. I get out there and get after it. I don't just talk about it. I actually get out and do it.
Yeah, which I think is good, because then as you're using the app, you could see, well, this is maybe working better than this, and maybe we should do it this way. Or I just think it's really important that, you know, the guys that are, you know, basing their hunts off this stuff use it, because it does make it a lot more intuitive for everybody else.
For sure. I mean, that's one nice thing about being a small company. We can react quickly, you know, to a problem. You know, we've had some feedback from the last hunting season and things we need to improve, and we're working diligently to do that. I mean, one pain point kind of was offline maps and how long it was taking to download, so we're improving that. We've got some, can't really tell you what, but we've got some really cool things here coming up
right on
for 2021. I mean, just trying to take it to the next level as far as the performance and everything with Basemap. But you know, a lot of it is feedback from us hunters that work for the company, as well as, you know, guys like you and you know, people listen to this. I mean, we definitely take user feedback to heart and look at, you know, is this something we can implement quickly, or is it worth doing? You know, we try to find a happy medium with what we hear from the field and within our own company.
Yeah. And that has been something that I've noticed, is you do listen to a lot of people, and you got a lot of people across the country as well. So it's not just like us Western people, you know. I almost said guys, but I mean guys and gals, because there's a lot of gals in Basemap that are using this app. And in the ambassador section, and that are using this app that probably I have to sit and in some of the forums I watch and see what they have to say, because I learned so much from them. There's some gals in there that have this thing figured out.
Yes, and for sure.
So it is cool to see, because I have actually seen some of the changes take place since I've had the app. And that's kind of crazy when you think about it.
Right. You know, last year, we wanted to focus on whitetail. You know, I hate to say this to you Western guys. I love Western, but I hate to say it, but whitetail is king.
Oh, it is. I know.
You know, so what we wanted to do is really break into the whitetail market, because there's so many of us.
Right.
And, you know, you saw the new feature we added at called HuntWind back in September.
Yep.
And HuntWind has become our number one used feature in the app.
Wow.
And that was a collaboration. You know, it took a couple months to design it and test it. You know, we were testing it within the company, and it, like I said, it has become our number one used feature in the app.
I can see where it would be. If you're setting up some stands somewhere, you would definitely probably, that would be a great way to check things before you even got out there.
Absolutely. You know, and yeah, right. Because you know, for guys that are using tree stands, you can set your ideal wind. You know, if you're in an area where you have cell service, you can check your conditions in real time. Now it's probably going to be a little bit different for you guys out west, because we can't take into account elevation and thermal like that. We're just getting information from weather stations.
So, right.
You know, checking it with your little bottle of stuff is going to still be more accurate, but you're going to get a general sense of what's going on, or even seeing in the future what's going to happen to the wind.
Right. I actually do use it. I don't use it elk hunting, just because everything's so dynamic when you're elk hunting. You know, there's very few people that are, I shouldn't say that. There's a lot of people that shoot them out of tree stands, but, you know, I'm moving so much. But one place that I do use it is when I'm duck hunting. And setting up a duck blind.
That's up duck. Yep.
Yep. Knowing what that wind's going to do before you get out there, because that'll help me make my decisions. Well, one of the ways that I use it duck hunting is, you know, where I hunt, you never, ever could set up. It seems like you're not going to know exactly where the birds want to be that X that day. I've had it change in hours. And then you'll be out there and the birds start flying somewhere else, and you just go on base map and you start looking around and you see where you think that they're going. And then you try to figure out how to get over there and get all the stuff set up. It'll, you know, 30, 40 minutes, it'll save you before you even get there. So,
exactly.
I don't know. That kind of stuff just helps out a lot. I guide duck hunters out here. So that kind of stuff helps me keep them busy and entertained.
you got my head spinning right now, because we should have, as a company, you know, marketed HuntWind to the duck hunters, because, you know, when you're setting up decoys, you got to know how the waterfowl likes to land into decoys.
Yeah, and it's pretty consistent on a lake, you know.
Right.
So it's really consistent on a lake. So like the HuntWind, that portion on my app, that's where I use it the most. That's really consistent on my app. And so I'm able to do that. I'm able to go, well, you know, in some places I'm just like, well, we're not going to be able to set up there and get decoys in our face, so I'm not even going to mess with it.
Right, exactly.
And before that, I used to have to go in, check it, and it would take, you know, 20, 30 minutes out of the way and then waste my client's time, basically. So now I'm able to do it just like I do elk hunting. It's a lot more efficient using the app.
Right. Exactly.
And for all those guys, I'm in traditional bow hunting too, so some of those guys are like anti-electronics. And for all you guys that are listening to this, they're anti-electronics. This is not something that we find animals with. Okay? It's something that helps us with our own knowledge of what animals do. And people got to understand that we're not like some people think. I actually pull up the screen and I could zoom in and find animals on the screen.
Right.
That's not what this is. This is just like pulling a map out, all except for it's a lot more intuitive, and you could actually mark this up and then leave a log. So it's not, it's, It is fair chase is what I'm trying to tell you guys that are traditional bow hunters that are having problems with this.
Yeah. I mean, obviously there's a time and a place for a paper map.
Sure.
Most people don't know how to read them. You know, so this is definitely a way that's going to show you exactly where you are. You can make sure you are on land that you're supposed to be on.
Yeah, that's important too.
And if you get turned around, it's going to sure as heck help get you out of there.
Right, right. Yeah, no, and being able to navigate, I use it duck hunting again. I've been doing a lot of duck hunting lately, can you tell? But we have, so there's some places that are like 12-mile runs, and I'm doing this in the dark, in the fog, you know, and I tell you, if I didn't mark my route, so I could, you could look on a map and see the route, but that doesn't mean that you're going to go through, because I'm running some really skinny water, and there's rocks out in the middle and logs out in the middle of that. So I mark my routes, which you could do in this app. You could mark a route going back from the blind back in. And then the next morning when I go back out there, I just stay right on that route as I'm going out. And I know that I'm not going to whack my prop.
Right.
And so it works as like a navigation tool for me a lot.
Right. Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's definitely... Because you can leave the breadcrumb trail, or you know, mark your route ahead of time so you know where you should and shouldn't be.
Yeah, yeah, and I use the breadcrumb trail all the time to the spots that I have several different blinds that I always go to, and so being able to just follow that red line in the morning makes it super easy, and I don't have to worry about anything hardly.
Especially when you're half awake, right?
Yeah, half awake and not enough coffee. Exactly. Well, it gets to be a grind after about 5 days of that straight, you know. So
right, right.
But yeah, I just wanted to get you on here and kind of get the word about Basemap out, and just kind of get you out in front of, you know, our listeners and a lot of the traditional bow hunters too. I think that here's the deal is a lot of guys don't have the time to go out and hunt and scout at the same time. You could take probably, I don't know. I would say I take 75% of my time of that scouting time out of the equation during hunting season by having this software, being able to use the software and the stuff there. And that's actually what out West, especially, I'm not too sure about whitetails. I haven't done any of that, but out West for sure, that makes you stay in the spots where you know that you're going to be hunting efficiently.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, there's definitely a time and a place to do some e-scouting for whitetails, but you know, I find myself scouting, you know, for Western hunts far more than I do for whitetail. But you know, I'm also covering vast tracts of land out West versus, you know, what I'm doing here.
Right. Right. And I bet you the things that you use it there, you know, for the whitetails is trying to figure out travel routes and things like that. And then marking those.
Yeah. Marking tree stands, marking trail cameras, you know, things like that. Yeah. Definitely I use it much differently out West than I do here in the Midwest.
Yeah. But it's probably good for both. I would think, and turkey hunting as well. I use it a lot for turkey hunting. Just all those things. And the nice thing about the high res is you could find those green areas where the turkeys like to use. And, you know, some of that I was finding was different in other apps. You're like, is that really? But you could zoom in on this and find, I mean, just like logs. It's pretty cool.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it'll be used a lot here in the Midwest for turkey hunting. I mean, turkey hunting for us here is probably a little bit different. We're not chasing birds as much. For us, it's a lot of knocking on doors and getting permission.
Right.
Because every farmer around here wants every dang turkey killed. So it's easy to get permission. It's a lot easier to get permission if you know who you're going to talk to.
Right, right. And then you show them the app, and they're like, how did you know my name? I do that a lot around here. I show them my app, and they're like, how did you know that was my land boundary? And the minute you tell them, hey, look, you know, I've been hunting on the other side over there. I know where your boundary is. I'm not even going to come close to you. Then it's like, well, shoot, why didn't you just ask? What? Exactly. It shows that you're responsible is what it shows.
Right. And you know, like I said just a minute ago, I mean, it helps you to make sure you're on the land you're supposed to be on.
Yeah. Yep.
Because trespassing, you know, if you're trespassing, ignorance isn't an excuse because everybody rule now. So a DNR warden does not accept ignorance as an excuse anymore.
Right. Right.
Heck, they have the tools in their pocket, so they know.
Yeah. Yeah. Matter of fact, I was showing one of our state troopers the other day the app, just because he was talking. We sat there and talked a little bit, and he was just, you know, talking about the area that we were around. And so I took it out and I showed it to him, and I said, yeah, this is private here, this is private here. And he didn't know about the app. So he's like, well, shoot, I should just have that already, you know?
Yep, there's a lot of uses for it. A lot of different people that could find various uses for it.
Yep. And it's just going to continue to get more and more uses that we use out of it. But anyhow, I thought it would be cool to get you on here, talk a little bit about it. And then one of the things that we're going to do here on the channel is we are going to go through a whole section of how to scout. And Basemap is going to be a big part of that. So if you guys want to check this out, if you guys want to see what this app, how it works, we're going to show you all of that, how we use it, and then how we use it on our phone, how we use it on the desktop, and then how we integrate those two, and then how we go out and be able to read this stuff. So hopefully we could help you guys out getting out there and get more animals. That's really what this is about, just getting into more animals. So
right.
It was great to have you on here, Edward. We'll have to have you on here because the things that are coming down the road, as soon as they come down the road, we're going to have you back on here to explain those.
For sure. It's going to be big. So we'll definitely have to schedule something again here in a few months.
Right on. Right on. All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening to the Barebow Hunter or the Life Outdoors podcast. We do both of them, and I'll probably put this out on both. But thank you for listening to it. And if you guys like it, please leave us a comment, or what do they do on Apple? I think they have to give us 5 stars. I think it's 5 stars. If you guys do that, yeah, we would really appreciate it. All right. Thanks a bunch, Ed.
You bet. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Thanks for joining us on another edition of Barebow Hunters Podcast. Hey, if you like what you heard, please give us a rating down below. We like the 5 stars. And follow us also on Instagram under Barebow Hunters. Go to our YouTube account, Barebow Hunter at YouTube, under the Life Outdoors heading. So that's Barebow Hunters YouTube under the Life Outdoors. Also, go in, join Barebow Hunter group on Facebook. Thanks again for listening.